Was there something here I hadn't thought of? Was it possible that the cat had... No, I had forced him to reveal the secret procedure. Don't forget that. And besides, he wasn't smart enough to pull such a sneaky trick on the head of ranch security. So, no problem. Anyways, I was ready for liftoff. And in my deepest heart of hearts, I knew that Sally Mae would understand. If she happened to look out and see me up there on top of her car, she would realize that I was doing this to protect her family from falling sky debris. I hit the go button and launched myself up onto the hood. And grant the luck, my claws must have been extended because they caused tiny scratches to appear on the hood of the car. But it was too late to spill the milk or to pour any more water under the bridge. And once I had reached the hood, I recoiled my legs and sprang up to the summit of the roof of the car. There! I had climbed the mountain and reached the summit of my ambition. And you know what? Already I could feel a difference in the gravitational atmosphere. No kidding. And a glance towards the sky told me even better news. The sky seemed to be stabilizing. In other words, this deal was working to perfection. Not only had our rescue team stolen vital secrets from the cat, but the vital secrets were already making tiny adjustments in the gravitational that would reverse the geophysic forces of the skyosphere. Was I proud? You bet. It was one of the proudest moments in my whole career. And to make things even better, guess who showed up at that very moment to admire my work? Drover. I couldn't imagine what had pulled the little slacker out of his bed, but there he stood beside the car, looking up to the top of the mountain, and, well, at me. Gosh, what are you doing up on top of Sally Mae's car? Louder, Drover. The wind is really howling up here on the summit. What did you say? I said, if Sally Mae catches you on top of her car, she's gonna blow a gasket. Oh, that. No problem, son. It's all been taken care of. See, it might appear that I'm merely sitting on top of her car, but I'm actually following secret procedures that will keep the sky from falling. Drover stared at me and twisted his head to the side. Sitting on top of the car will keep the sky from falling? Yes, that's correct. Pretty impressive, huh? His gaze went up to the sky and then back down to me. Who told you that? What makes you think that anyone told me anything? Have you no faith in my ability to solve complex equations and come up with solutions of my own? Well, it sounds kind of crazy. And you've got the hiccups. Drover, over the years and centuries, small minds have always found it hard to grasp the workings of science. Yeah, but you didn't hear about it from Pete, did you? Pete? Ha ha ha! What does a cat know about? The laughter died in my throat. Why do you bring up Pete at a time like this? Well, I don't know. It sounds kind of like something he might tell a dog to get him in trouble. Trouble? Rubbish. Pete had nothing to do with it, almost nothing at all. And even if he had, what are you saying, Drover? Out with it. Are you saying that I was dumb enough to fall for one of Pete's famous tricks? Well, I was wondering about that. Let not your heart be troubled, son. I've got everything under control. Did you happen to notice that the sky hasn't fallen? Drover looked up at the sky. Yeah, but I thought we'd decided it was just a silly chicken rumor. We did, but... Drover, things are changing all the time. It's too bad you happened to fall asleep and missed out on an important conference on celestial collapses. You mean with Pete? No, I don't mean with... Okay, maybe Pete was there, but let me hasten to add that his part in the deal was small, very small, almost...